Blog Talk Radio.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind.
I'm gonna wait
on my way.
Amen, amen. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Carol. Praise God to the motherboard, to the deacon board, to the intercessor, to the youth, to the men. Praise God to the deacon board. Praise God. We thank God for you this morning. Giving honor to our international partners. Amen. Praise God. Norway, United Kingdom, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and the Caribbean island chain. We say good morning, and good morning. Praise God. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For I called on the Lord, and he heard my cry and rescued me out of my abundant trials and tribulation. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and I thank God for being here today. What about you? Praise God. It's not just another day. It is the day that the Lord has made, and he included us in it. Praise God. Oh, bless his holy name. He didn't have to do it. Praise God, but he did it. He woke us up this morning, started us on our way. He gave us the activity of our limbs. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Praise God. Our family's intact. Our marriage is intact. Praise God. We are missing nothing. We are lacking nothing this morning. All because of the Lord thy God. Amen. Has commanded it to be so this morning. I am so glad to be in the land of the living one more time, praise God. Hallelujah. That I can give God the praise, the glory, the honor, and worship his holy name. Praise God. And as we come and bow down to the altar of the Almighty God, praise God, honoring his name, giving him the praise, and thanking him for all the many attributes and things that he is doing, done, and going to do for us. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus and his blood that made it possible on today. Praise God. Well, praise God. We're going to go into a prayer. Amen. This morning, Father God, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. We give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory this morning, Father God, from all blessings flow in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you come in the midst right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Come in the midst and stir us up, your people, Lord God. Lord God, that we can get around your table and your altar, Lord God, and worship your holy name in spirit and in truth. Father God, we ask that you come in the midst right now, in the name of Jesus. Bless our pastor and the first lady. Keep them, Lord God, in the midst, Lord God, of your power and your love and your protection, Lord God. Even now, Lord God, endow them from on high in the name of Jesus. God bless every leader, every teacher in the name of Jesus, every deacon, mother, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every minister at the ADM ministry, Lord God. God, we ask that you touch, Lord God, our international partners right now. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. God, give them what they need on today to sustain them. Father God, to press forward in you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come in the midst right now. Rule and super rule in every area of our lives on today, Lord God. Whatever you have for us to do on today, Lord God, let us do it, Lord God, decent and in order, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we bind the enemy on every hand in the name of Jesus. We pray that no weapon, plot, scheme, or device of the enemy, Father God, will prosper against any of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing. We thank you, Lord God, for your many blessings. We thank you, Lord God, for spiritual and natural things, Lord God, that you do for us on today, Lord God, and every day. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can go forward in you knowing, Lord God, that we have an adversary in Christ Jesus, that when we call on his name, oh, bless his holy name, that he will come to our rescue and see about us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we even pray for our youth and our children on today. Lord God, protect them on today, Lord God. Lord, encamp your angels in your hedge of protection all around them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let no weapon, Lord God, come upon them. No foolishness, Lord God, and all these things, Lord God, of the world, Lord God. We ask that you, Lord God, just shade them from these things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask that your angels abide around them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you thanks and praise right now, Lord God, because you said the children, Lord God, they are our future, Lord God. So we ask you for an anointed, Lord God, presence and protection upon them in the name of Jesus. Wherever they may be, Lord God, on the school campuses, kindergartens, wherever, Lord God, we ask your blessing to be upon them, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come before your throne boldly, Lord God, Lord, we just offer ourselves up to you on today, in the name of Jesus. God, we surrender all, in the name of Jesus. God, you have total access in our lives, Father God, and however, Lord God, you use us, Father God, use us for your purpose, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, whatever you're doing in, Lord God, today, tomorrow, and whenever, Father God, don't do it without us, in the name of Jesus. God, continually, Lord God, to impress upon us and to place your Holy Spirit within us, O God, to lead us, teach us, and guide us in the name of Jesus. Father, we need the Holy Spirit to guide us, O God, to teach us in the name of Jesus, to protect us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So right now, Holy Spirit, have your perfect will in your perfect way in each and every one of us, no matter where it is, internationally, locally, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, have your way today in the name of Jesus. Move by your power and your might right now in this new year, Lord God, that we'll want to do the right things, Lord God, the things of God to build your kingdom in the name of Jesus. For God, for you are a righteous God. And Lord God, we, Lord God, want to be righteous just like you. So as we seek your face on today, Lord God, help us, Lord God, Lord God, to stay in alignment, to stay in position, Lord God, that you can use us for your building of your kingdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. It is not we ourselves who have made us. It is you that made us, Lord God, for your purpose, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, as we are the apple of your eye, and Lord God, you have used in that ready writer pen to write our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you put your stamp of approval, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, on everything that we do when we do it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, by his blood and by his stripes. Now, Lord God, have your way on today. We ask that you attend, Lord God, to the needy, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you attend, Lord God, to the homeless, Lord God. We ask that you attend, Lord God, to the ones, Lord God, that have mental issues on today, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, to attend to the ones, Lord God, for physical, Lord God, issues on today. In the name of Jesus. Any kind of sickness or illness, Lord God, we speak wholeness and we speak healing right now by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we're going to believe that your word is true because you're not a man that you should lie. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your power and your anointing going forward. Lord, you even sent your word out that people would be healed, and they were healed, Father God. So, Lord God, we know that that speaks volumes, Father God, for your character, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for being our Lord, for being our God, our Savior, our deliverer and our healer on today. For every miracle, sign, and wonder on today, we give you thanks, we give you praise, and we honor your name, Father God, because you deserve it all, in the name of Jesus. And we know that no man could do the things, Lord God, that you can do as we press our way forward, that we keep our eyes on the prize in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we press forward on today, we ask that you bless in every area in the name of Jesus. Fill every need in every area in the name of Jesus. Fill every void in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your perfect will and your perfect way. Father, we even pray for our sick and our prayer list, oh God, on today. You know them name by name and face by face, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So do it on today, Lord God. And not only that, Lord God, but comfort, Lord God, the bereaved on today, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let them know everything is going to be all right, that you are still in control, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you reclaim every backslider in the name of Jesus. God, do it right now, Lord God, as you save, deliver, and set free your people, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and the west. Lord God, we give you thanks and we give you praise as you fill them with your precious Holy Spirit. We give you thanks and praise now, Lord God, that it is done, it is finished, and because you said it, that settles it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, bless his holy name. So, God, we thank you on today that we can come before you, Lord God. Airways, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, that you attend to us. And so, Father God, as we come forward, Lord God, we ask that you have your way in everything that we're going to do. Amen. Praise God. Because there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Nothing too hard, Lord God. So, Lord God, we're going to keep our eyes on the prize on today in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what. God is so good, saints. He is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. Praise God. I'm not going to be before you long, but I do have, amen, praise God, a few words of encouragement, amen, on today. Amen. And we'll be coming from Matthew 26 and 41. Amen. Matthew 26 and 41. Amen. And it reads as such, praise God, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, prayed, saying, O Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then came he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is come, is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Amen. Rise, and let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betrayeth me. Praise God. And here, Jesus is talking about his disciples. Praise God. They went into the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. Praise God. To watch and to pray. Amen. While Jesus prayed to the Father. Amen. But each and every time, praise God, that he broke away from the prayer and came back, he found the disciples sleeping. Praise God. But they could not hold themselves together through the hour that Jesus would be betrayed. Amen. So he let them sleep. For three times he did it. Amen. So the disciples found him sleeping three times. Jesus' hour had come. He came in the flesh to experience what we experience in this walk. Amen. That's why he came in the flesh, to experience it. Amen. Praise God. But he had a greater need and a greater purpose. Amen. In this, praise God. Amen. We need to curtail and do away with some of those things that distract us from pressing through to Jesus and obtaining God's promises for us. Amen. Praise God. We can't be like the five foolish virgins. Amen. Praise God. They used all of their oil and couldn't trim their lamps. Amen. They had to go away and try to find some more oil before the bridegroom coming. Amen. The same thing in our prayer and our sleeping. We have to be vigilant, saints. Praise God. When the words say watch and pray, amen, that's what it says, watch and pray. Amen. Just think about it. You're not watching. You're not praying. And then the Lord comes. Amen. Catches you unaware. Amen. Praise God. It could be a sad thing. Amen. A sad situation be found wanting because you're not on God doing what you're supposed to do. Praise God. Amen. Watching and praying. See, when you watch, you could see. Amen. Not just natural things, but in the spiritual realm. Praise God. Amen. God will alert you to the happenings that will be coming. Praise God. And as you pray, praise God, you get more power through the prayer. Amen. Praise God. But if you're not doing either one, what kind of power do you have? Amen. It's just like standing in the middle of a road and not even looking and get hit by a Mack truck. Praise God. And you don't want to do that. Amen. So we got to put away these things that distract us from praying and watching and doing what God has called us to do. Praise God. Amen. We can't instruct others if we don't do what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. So these little bitty distractions, it says it's the small fox, the little fox, that destroy the vine. Because the little fox, people not paying attention to the little fox. Amen. And he slips in, amen, and destroys the vines. Praise God. And a lot of times, it's not the big things that we see or understand that hurt us. It is those little bitty things, praise God, that come in and catch us unaware. Amen. Praise God. So we have to be vigilant. We have to watch. We have to pray. Amen. For the Lord himself will come with a shout, amen, of the horn, and he's going to show up. Amen. Praise God. Will you be warning? Amen. Or will you have your house in order? Praise God. Amen. Amen. So praise God. We have to get that zeal and keep that zeal for serving God and doing what God tells us to do through his word. Amen. Praise God. So we won't miss, amen, like a five foolish virgin missed the bridegroom going in. Amen. Praise God. So don't be caught asleep and not being vigilant, amen, on your watch of service to God. Amen. We must always pray and stay connected to the vine of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. The things of this world, praise God, shouldn't mean a hill of beans to us. We cannot take them to heaven with us. So they're not as important as what the word of God and the things of God is. Amen. We have to set our priorities in order and keep our state of affairs, praise God, arranged in order according to the word of God. Amen. Praise God. And if we can't do that, praise God, we need some help. Amen. And if you need help, go to God. He will help you. Amen. Amen. And if you're not hanging around the fire, you hang around some saints that's got the fire going on. Amen. Praise God. That will help you. Praise God. That will keep you from falling. Amen. And keep you faultless. Amen. If you want to be kept. Amen. But we have to watch and pray daily, saints. We have to. We have to be about our Father's business. Amen. Praise God. And when we are about our Father's business, He will surely take care of us. We will not be found wanting. Praise God. Amen. Once I was young, but now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Praise God. So when we watch and pray, we don't have to worry about those things. Because in Philippians 4:19, he said he will provide for all of our needs. So if he's providing for all of our needs, why isn't it important for us, praise God, to do the things of God as he instructed us to do? Watch and pray and live holy each and every day. Mind what you say, mind what you see. Amen. Mind what you hear, praise God. Amen. Because if they're not of the things of God, they don't need to be. And they are a distraction. Amen. Praise God. So your blessings, don't hold them up because of distractions. Amen. All the enemy wants to do, just use a little distraction against you. So you just can't do some of, amen, praise God, the word. You got to do all of it. Amen. Praise God. Because when the enemy comes around seeking and he finds out that you're weak in one area and you know you're weak in that area and you're doing nothing about it, he's going to exploit it. Amen. Praise God. So on today, praise God, renew your mind. Renew your heart, your thought process. Ask God to help you to renew. Amen. Praise God. That you will do what God has instructed you to do. Amen. In the process in searching God for your own soul salvation. Amen. Amen. This is a new year. If you got to be changed, you got to be changed. Praise God. Amen. I'd rather be changed than miss, praise God, the train to heaven. Amen. Amen. That is one train that you don't want to miss. Praise God. So if you're vigilant, you're being on time and you're watching, you know the time, the date, when that train is going to pull in because Jesus is going to meet you there. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So if you need to be shaken again, amen, ask the Lord to shake you. Amen. If you need to see the Lord's face, then say, Lord, I need to see your face. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I need your help, Lord God, that I won't be slumbering, that I won't be lazy, Lord God, that I won't be sleeping, because you told me to watch and to pray. Praise God. Amen. And one thing about the Lord, He will redeem the time. Amen. He will redeem your time. Amen. Well, that's all I have for this Friday morning. We've made it through another week, and we made it to a new year. And I'm excited about the new thing in this new year that God is doing for us, you and me. Amen. Watch and pray. Accept what the Lord has for you. Amen. Stand your God. Amen. Praise God. Stand your watch. Praise God. That God may use you and bless you. Oh, bless his holy name. And remember, amen, to keep the family prayer. Amen. To our international partners, remember, we love you, family, over here in the USA. We love you over there. And God bless you. Amen. Praise God. We ask you also, praise God, to stay busy. Stay on God. Watch and pray and live holy each and every day. And you'll see just how well God will bless you and you and me. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for him being who he is, giving his son Jesus Christ as the ultimate sacrifice. Praise God. And Jesus paved the way. And all we have to do is watch Jesus and see what he did through his word. And that word of God is the living word of Jesus Christ. Live it. Live it on today, saints. Live it on today. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Praise God. And when we meet again on Monday evening at 7 p.m., praise God, and we will be watching, and we will be praying until that time. Oh, bless his holy name. Don't forget the family prayer. Take somebody to church with you. Amen. Somebody needs to know of the Lord. Somebody to need more of the Lord. Amen. Somebody needs to know that God loves them and he cares for them. Just like you and just like me. Oh, bless his holy name. Well, until Monday, you be blessed and have a God-blessed day in the Lord.